So this game has a lot of quality cornerbacks, whether it's you and D'Angelo or Dre and Champ. Do you get a chance to check out what the cornerbacks in Denver are doing?
No, not at all. Actually, I usually just spend – I don't really spend time looking at the other corners in the league, more so what the receivers are doing. But I know that those guys play good ball over there, so it's definitely going to be a competition thing for the four of us.
What has D'Angelo added to your team?
He's added another physical corner, another guy that's aggressive in the pass, another guy that can play man-to-man at an exceptional level, and a guy that wants the ball in his hands. So I think anytime you got two guys that are doing that, it makes you pretty dangerous. So that's our mentality pretty much coming into this season.
How much of a process has it been for you making a name for yourself? I know when you came in, not a lot of people probably knew who you were, but now you're real well respected in the league. Has that been a process for you to get recognition?
It's been a process for me to get good at the position. You know, I came in and I wasn't playing corner, so you're not going to have much of a name if you're new to a position. So, I didn't start actually playing until my third year, and a lot of people lose sight of that. And think I've been, you know, starting a corner at every year. You know, I didn't come into my third year. This is my sixth. So for people to, just now be getting acquainted with the name, it doesn't surprise me at all because I've, you know, just within the last 2 years started to get real good at the position. You know, my learning curve was difficult having to learn against NFL receivers. So it took me a year, and I am, where I am now.
What do you guys expect from the Broncos passing game without Brandon Marshall? How do you think they're going to attack you without their top playmaker?
We don't expect much change. We know that Brandon Marshall was definitely a threat for them, a bigger guy, one of the bigger guys that can catch, you know, any ball on the field. But we know what Cutler can do, and we've seen the other receivers. We know that, you know, Shanahan's not really going to hold back on us. You know, we know they like a lot of, you know, shots and double moves and those sorts of things. So we're pretty much ready for anything. We're not gonna expect them to lower their playbook any just because Marshall's not playing.
With the two corners they have here, and you two guys, and the two in San Diego specifically, do you think you guys are kind of the division of the corners?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to say that. You look around the league, and you know, and like I said, I haven't really kept a tab on what the other guys do as far as technique and. As far as, plays that they're making. But as far as names, you'd kind of have to say that as a whole, the division has, you know, the best core of corners, you know, or the respected corners in the league. So, yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks.